Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
All right, the afterlife, purgatory, and heaven explained. Tell us who Father Rutolio was.
So Father Rutolio was a contemporary mystic of the church. So he was a contemporary of Padre Pio, who was a very, of course, well-known 20th century.
Stigmata, right?
Yes. So Padre Pio himself called Father Galindo, who's known commonly as Don Galindo, a saint in his own right, which is amazing coming from a testimony of someone such as Padre Pio. So he lived from the 1880s through 1970. So he witnessed a lot of disarray and destruction in the world, of course, two world wars, and also changes in the church during that time. He was a mystic, so he is known to have communicated directly with Jesus Christ and with Our Lady, and he was also something that's known as a victim soul. So this means that he was a martyr in will, but not in blood. So while he did not suffer martyrdom, he suffered throughout his life all of the pains that he was given, his illness, he was almost paralyzed for the last few years of his life, all of those graces that he gained through that suffering were applied directly to souls in purgatory and also for the conversion of the world, the conversion of sinners. So he was someone very close to God. His name, Galindo, actually means pain. So it's almost as if that was encoded into his identity from the day of his birth. And he did quite a lot of writing. He's most known for his work on surrender, so the concept of surrendering to God's will. He particularly created what's known as the Surrender Novena, a 9-day prayer to align your will with the will of God, whatever may come, and to use it as something to gain as many souls for God as possible. So this particular book, he focuses on purgatory and heaven.
I remember from my Catholic studies, purgatory is between heaven and hell. It's kind of like the holding tank waiting to make your move, right?
That's right. So the good thing for the souls in purgatory is that they are confirmed in grace. So they will definitely make it to heaven one day. It's just a matter of time. So in this book, they illustrate many examples of souls who have died, who are arisen from the dead for whatever reason, or make an appearance. And if given the choice to come back to earth or remain in purgatory, despite the pains of purgatory, they actually choose to go back to purgatory because there's no risk of going to hell anymore. Once you're in purgatory, you will make it to heaven after your sins have been expiated. So it's actually quite a relief to have made it to purgatory. And that's, of course, we should shoot for heaven and land in purgatory. But if you've made it to purgatory, you have done a good job. You'll hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," at the end of your life, and you know that you'll see God face to face.
Yeah, what have you done in one's life for your soul to end up in purgatory in this waiting period?
So purgatory, the word comes from the Greek root word pure, which is the root for both the words of fire, so we think the root pyro, and pure, as we think of the word purification. So purgatory is a place to expiate from sin. So in order to make it to purgatory for the first place, you must have repented from all your mortal sins. So the Catholic Church divides sin into two types. So mortal sins are sins that are so grave that they kill the soul. So essentially you're walking around as a dead person, a dead soul, if you've committed a mortal sin. And these are sins that require three conditions. So it has to be a grave matter, and then you have to have full knowledge of it as a sin. And finally, you have to consent with the full consent of your will to commit a mortal sin. So if you are committing a mortal sin, you know that you are, and you know that you're choosing it instead of God and his commandments. So these, of course, can be forgiven if they're committed throughout this life by going to the sacrament of confession that our Lord built into the church to help us when we fall. But there's also something known as venial sin, and these are the smaller sins that don't quite fit the conditions for mortal, but they're still offenses against God and our neighbor. And so these sins must also be paid for. So if you are cleansed of all mortal sin through confession or through making the act of contrition, of perfect contrition at the end of one's life, then you can hope for purgatory. But the pain due to sin is still on your soul. So it's kind of like if you think of a physical injury, you have a scar that remains. So even if the wound has healed completely and there's no pain from it anymore, you still see the scar upon your skin. And so it's the same way with sin on our souls. It stains our soul, and that is what's being expiated in purgatory, is the remainder of that pain that's due to sin. And it's a matter of justice to get rid of that, because nothing that's any less than 100% pure can enter heaven. It's just a metaphysical impossibility. So purgatory in that way is a mercy, because it allows you to enter heaven 100% clean of your sins.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did the Catholic Church, though, attempt to do away with purgatory, that it doesn't exist?
No, some have said, some have tried to say that, and that's a typical Protestant critique that you'll hear is, oh, where's purgatory in the Bible? And there are a few sections, notably in the Book of Maccabees, where it's discussed that we must pray for the dead so that they might be freed from sin. When you break that down, you know, think of the dead in heaven. They don't need to be freed from sin. They're good. The dead in hell, it's impossible for them to be free from sin because they're stuck there.
It's so too late for them, right.
Right. There's this third category of dead who must be freed from sin, who are therefore in purgatory. So there's a lot of confusion with that, and also with the concept of limbo, too. So that is actually a different place. Before the redemption of Jesus Christ and after the fall of Adam and Eve, heaven was actually closed to the human race. We could not enter heaven because of original sin and because our salvation had not happened yet. So all of those who became saints from the Old Testament went to limbo. This is known now as limbo of the fathers because the patriarchs such as Moses and Abraham had to reside there. And this was a dark place, but not a place of pain. It was just more of a place of waiting. And that was opened at the moment of the resurrection. So that limbo is emptied out. There's also the concept of the limbo of the innocents, which is where unbaptized babies who have original sin but have not committed any other sort of sin in their life, of course, are said to go. But the limbo that we think of the waiting period, is gone, and purgatory serves a different purpose because it's not just a period of waiting, but it's a period of purification of those who have heaven opened to them by Jesus already.
How soon, Kristen, do you think after someone dies, does the soul enter either heaven, hell, or purgatory?
Yeah, so it all depends on the personal proclivities, sins, and disposition of the person, and sometimes it seems disproportionate to what they've committed in their life, but of course that's known ultimately only to God. So one example of this is Our Lady of Fatima, who appeared to three children in 1917 in Portugal, and then you've probably heard of the miracle of the sun that occurred during that year after her last apparition.
That's right. That's a tough one. I have a tough time understanding that one, but we've all heard that.
Yes. So much packed into Our Lady of Fatima, but one of the things that she was able to show the children was a vision of hell, and I believe of purgatory as well. And the children asked after some of their friends who had died, and one of them was a schoolmate of theirs, and she said, oh, she's in heaven already. But another one was a 20-year-old girl that they had known from their village, and Our Lady's response was that this girl would be in purgatory until the end of time.
Jeez.
And she was 20 years old, so when we try to speculate, like, what could she have done to to deserve that? But it just goes to show you never really know the internal struggles of somebody's soul, and the time in purgatory is so personalized to what you need to personally work through. Other cases, it's sort of just, of course, there's no way to prove this, but it's been handed down that St. Thomas Aquinas, who was one of the holiest men to ever live, had to genuflect once in purgatory, and then he went to heaven. And so it can be anywhere from just a moment to a long time till the final judgment, and it kind of moves us to do whatever we can to hasten the ascent of anybody who's stuck in there for that long.
We are talking with Kristen Van Uden. She is the spokesperson for the Sophia Institute Press, which puts out the books that we're talking about tonight, including The Afterlife, Purgatory, and Heaven Explained. How long do you stay in purgatory before, and what is the criteria to get out of there?
So you can stay in purgatory for any period of time, and it's even sort of outside of time, of course, because it is in the afterlife and not on this earth. But there are ways to shorten the stay. So typically, somebody, if they got no help at all, would have to stay for whatever time was due to the sins that they had left over that had not been worked through in this life. So,
and is time even relevant to them, Kristen?
Well, that's the other thing, too, is that when we measure time in purgatory, what we're actually referring to is the time on earth that it would have taken to expiate for these sins.
Right,
so
right.
The church has a treasury of indulgences, which are kind of the most surefire way to help the souls in purgatory. And these were measured in terms of days. So you'll see in old devotionals, in old missals, for example, that this indulgence of this prayer, if said under the proper conditions, will grant you 100 days, or often you'll see 7 days, or 7 years and 7 quarantines. And that's not referring to time as it's recorded in purgatory. That is referring to if you were doing public penance, which was the tradition of the church for centuries, to in order to gain that many years of public penance, this prayer is worth that many years. So it's an earthly time, which, of course, is the only way that we, with our current brains, can conceive of time. But the way it's applied in purgatory is really the way that the soul experiences it is anyone's guess. But from all of the apparitions that we have recorded, even a moment in purgatory seems a lot longer than time on earth. So, of course, when you're suffering too, the moments seem longer. But it's a place that's outside of time, so time is really relative.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.